Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Christian thinkers of the Middle Ages, we now turn to the renewal of theology in the wake of the Gregorian Reform. The 12th century was a time of a spiritual, cultural, and political rebirth in the West. Theology, for its part, became more conscious of its own nature and method, faced new problems, and paved the way for the great theological masterpieces of the 13th century, the age of St. Thomas Aquinas and Bonaventure. Two basic models of theology emerged, associated respectively with the monasteries and the schools, which were the forerunners of the medieval universities. Monastic theology grew out of the prayerful contemplation of the scriptures and the texts of the church fathers, stressing the interior unity and spiritual meaning centered on the mystery of Christ. Scholastic theology sought to clarify the understanding of the faith by study of the sources and the use of logic, and led to the great works of synthesis known as the Summae. Even today, this confidence in the harmony of faith and reason inspires us to account for the hope within us, and to show that faith liberates reason, enabling the human spirit to rise to the loving contemplation of that fullness of truth, which is God himself. I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking visitors present to today's audience, especially those from England, Ireland, Sweden, Nigeria, India, and the United States. My particular greeting goes to the priests attending a course of the Pontifical North American College and to the seminarians of the Pontifical Scots College. Upon all of you, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.